So we can see how this mind, the natural mind, this fleshly mind, is the realm of death. I trust that by our fellowship and by the Word of God, we could see so clearly that what tears down the transparent relationships in God's building in the realm of life is this realm of death, which is our mind. Our natural mind and our fleshly mind. Then also, thirdly, I don't know what word to call, what word to use, but the settled down mind. You may ask, what does this mean? The settled down mind. This, we have to look at Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Let's turn there together and look at the words here in Luke 11 and verse 20. It says, "But if I, with the finger of God, cast out demons, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you." If I, by the finger of God, cast out demons, then the finger of God, the kingdom of God, is come upon you. Then it says, "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace." The word "armed" here is in the perfect tense in Greek, implying that it's a kind of a settled state of the strong man. The strong man here is armed, settled, keeping his palace, and all the goods are in peace. Meaning everything has been settled down. This means the enemy is settled down. The demons are settled down. Satan has been settled down. And he doesn't want to be disturbed. Don't change me. Don't disturb my way of thinking. My way of thinking has been intact for years. It's all here in peace. I've reasoned a certain way. I've thought a certain way. I've expressed myself a certain way. And I've related to people in a certain way. I've been well fortified and armed. Oh, Lord Jesus. This is the settled down mind. This is the mind that is a fortress. This is the mind that Paul speaks of in 2 Corinthians that is called a stronghold. A stronghold kept in peace. But listen, verse 22. "But when a stronger than he shall come upon him." Amen. Praise the Lord! Amen. Oh, life attacks our mind. Amen. Stronger than this strong man. A stronger than he shall come upon him. Amen. And this happens when you exercise your spirit. Amen. When you open to the members to pray. Amen. When you open to the body, you begin to touch the spirit. Amen. And then a stronger comes upon him. Amen. And begins to come upon this demonic mind. Then it says, "And overcometh him." Listen, he taketh from him all his armor in which he trusted. Praise the Lord! He trusted in his own thought. He trusted in his reasoning. And then it says, you see, "And divided his spoils." Then the Lord says this, "He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth." He that is not with me is against me. I've come upon you. You've touched your spirit. And now life has come in this way. Now you have to make a decision. Now life has forced you to decide. And if you're not with me right now at this point, you are against me. The stronger one has come to upset this settled down mind, this stronghold, this reasoning, this kind of mind that has come from our culture, our upbringing, our way of thinking, our reasoning, our right thinking, and so forth. And it's become a stronghold of Satan. And the gates of Hades are opened up through our settled down mind.